Yeshaya Perek Samach. This is also the Haftorah for Parshas Kisavo. It's one of the Haftorahs that discuss about the consolation, the Shiva Dinechemta, that the Gula will be coming. Kumi, arise! Ori, shine! Kiva Orech, because your light has arrived. Uchvod Hashem Alayich Zoroch, and the glory of Hashem shines upon you. Yerushalayim should arise and shine, because Kiva Orech, the or, the light that Yerushalayim deserves, that's fitting for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim should be the place of illumination that spreads knowledge of Hashem to the world, that's the light to all the nations. Kiva Orech, the light that Yerushalayim deserves, has arrived. The Malbim discusses, some of Forshim are troubled with the fact that Bo, Kiva Hashemesh, normally means the sun sets. V'zorach Hashemesh, the sun shines. Ubo Hashemesh, it sets. But the Malbim explains that's in terms of the sun. The sun travels from east to west. When it arrives at its destination, it sets. But here, by the light, we mean Kivo Orech, your light has come, the light has arrived at its destination. And the or, the light we're talking about, is the illumination that Yerushalayim will be the light of the world. And Kumi, arise, Ori, shine, Kivo Orech, because your light has come. Uchvod Hashem Alayich Zoroch, and the honor of Hashem is shining on you. There's the light that Yerushalayim has. In addition to that, in addition to the natural, the or, there's Kavod Hashem Alayich Zoroch, there's an extra measure that Hashem will place His honor. The honor of Hashem Alayich Zoroch will be shining on Yerushalayim. Ki hinei hachoshech yichas ha'eretz. For behold, darkness may cover the earth. Va'arofel umim, and a thick cloud may cover the kingdoms. Va'alayich yizrach Hashem, but upon you Hashem will shine. Uchvodo alayich yeroeh, and His glory, His kavod, alayich yeroeh, will be seen upon you. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Tesam and Aleph, Da'amrle Ahu Mina L'Ribi Avo, there was a min, there were the group of people that were against the Chachamim, perhaps the early Christians, there was a min who said to Ribi Avo, E Mosai Osai Osi Mashiach, when is Mashiach going to come? Amrle, so Ribi Avo said to him, L'chi Chofi L'hu Chashoicha, Lahanu Inshi, when those people, meaning the Minim, your group, when you're shrouded in darkness, Mashiach is coming. Omar Leh, so the Min said, Meilat Kolaitisli, you're cursing me. And at that point there was a certain fear they had. They don't want to start up with the Minim, with this group. But he said, you're cursing me. That, well, when's Mashiach going to come? When you guys are suffering, when you're in darkness. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Avo said, Kroksiv, I'm not giving any curse, I'm just telling you what the Pasuk says. Ki hine achoshech yichas eretz, when darkness covers the land, va'arofel umim, and a thick cloud covers the kingdoms, our Pasuk, at that point, v'alayich yizrach Hashem, on you Hashem will shine, uchvodo alayich yeroe, and His covenant will be seen over you. It's at the times when the world is in darkness, that's the time when the light, the illumination of Yerushalayim will come. The Malbim explains, darkness, hachoshech hu heder ha'or. Darkness is the absence of light. Arofel, the thick cloud, is like the clouds and the the mist and the steam and what fills the air that blocks out the sunlight. Those clouds, the Arafel. Now, when there's an Arafel, it could be the sun is shining, just the clouds are blocking out the sun. What the Novi is saying is, the Nimshol, Kihine HaChoshech Yichas Eretz. There are nations that have no religion, they don't believe in a single God who is omnipotent and knows everything and supervises and rewards and punishments. They're lacking the basic fundamentals of the most elementary knowledge of Hashem. They're in the dark. There's darkness covering the land of those millions of people who believe in their abundance of superstitions and idols. Darkness covers the land. And then there are those who are lu'umim. They're like a kingdom. They have some type of presence. They have some greatness. The Malbim actually refers to it as, he says, Am Yishmael, the Arabs, that at least they have something, that they know that there's a single God. There's a God, and He controls, and He knows, and there's a reward and punishment. Now after that, any other light has blocked them out. V'arofel u'umim, there's the thick clouds that block out the light. But at least they're aware of the fact that there's the most elementary acceptance of a single God that knows and rewards and punishments. The land, the simple goyim, they're in the dark. And then there's the le'umim, the kingdoms, those that are on a higher level. They might have a light, just varofel, the thick clouds block it out. So nobody has the complete knowledge of Hashem, except for Klal Yisrael. And when the Geula comes, V'alayich Yizrach Hashem, Hashem will shine on you. There will be a light for Klal Yisrael. And for those that are blocked out, the Arofel Umim, Uchvodo Alayich Yiroah, His covered will be seen. It won't be blocked out. It will be seen on Yerushalayim, Uchvodo Alayich Yiroah. And the covered of Hashem will be seen on Klal Yisrael, on Yerushalayim. And that from there the nations will learn. For Holchu Goyim La'orech. And again, those plain goyim who are in the dark, now they will go by your light. They'll also see the light. And umulachim, the kings that might have been aware of some awareness of Hashem, but they was blocked up by the clouds. Those kings, lenogah zarcheich, they'll now go by the shine of your, the brilliance of your shine. It won't be blocked out from the clouds, and they'll see the truth. The Novi says to Yerushalayim, lift up your eyes all around, Uri'i, and see. Kulam, all of them, Nikbitsu, are assembling, Vo'olach, and they're coming to you. Banayich Meirachok Yavo, your sons will arrive from afar. Uvnosayich, and your daughters, Alzad Te'amana, they will be raised at the side. People, the daughters won't be hefker, they won't be out, they won't be lost, they'll be raised together by the side, together with those coming in, the sons coming in, and the daughters will be at their side, and they'll be raised. There was a nevuah earlier that uvnosayech al tzad te'omana, your daughters will be raised by the sides, v'hoyu melochim omneich, that even the kings, once they have the awareness of Hashem, they'll be the ones who'll be able to raise your daughters, they'll be the ones to raise the Jewish children, because they themselves will now be aware of Hashem. Uvnosayech al tzad te'omana, and your daughters will be raised by the side, and Yerushalayim will raise their eyes and look around and see that Klal Yisrael is coming from all corners of the world. Kulam nikbitsu, they've all gathered. And Yerushalayim's looking closer. Why are they gathering? Are they coming to attack? But Bo'uloch, no, they're coming to you. They want to be with you. Bonaich mirochok yovou. Not only are they coming, all of them coming, all the goyim are coming. But bonaich mirochok yovou, they're bringing your sons, they're bringing Klal Yisrael with them from afar, the sons and the daughters together. And when Yerushalayim sees that, oz tiri, then you will see v'nahart, and you'll shine, you'll be radiant. Ufochad, but you'll be startled. There'll be a degree of fear, of apprehension. You'll be startled. V'rochav levoveich. But then your heart will be broadened. Ki yeh hofeich olayich hamon yom. The abundance, the affluence from the west will be turned over to Yerushalayim. Chel goyim yavou loch. The wealth of the nations will come to you. When Yerushalayim sees that, very often, oz tiri, then they will see it, and the face of Yerushalayim will shine like a grandmother whose children and grandchildren, the whole family is gathering together, and they'll shine from the simcha. Oz tiri, you'll see it in our hearts, and you'll be radiant. And then on the other hand, sometimes a person is just so, this, things seem to be working out so well and it's so exciting, there's a certain pachad, an apprehension, maybe, is this true? Is this really happening? Could it really be? Ufochad, there's that anxiety, that concern, and yet, v'rochav levoveich, you'll see, no, it really is true, and your heart will feel the expansiveness, the broadness, that really to absorb all of this simcha. Ki yeh hofeich olayich hamon yom, the affluence from the west will now be turned over to you. Which is interesting that out of all the corners of the world, it's called the affluence of the west. Nowadays also, if you were to say Yerushalayim, you'll get all the affluence and say from which direction, more than the north, east, or south, it's from the west. The west will, the affluence will be turned over to you. Chel goyim yavou loch, the wealth of the goyim will come to you. The Malbim explains that it's now going to, it's picturing it as somebody who doesn't believe that it's really happening as good as it seems. Ufochad v'rochav levoveich, oz tiri. First he sees it, but he questions, is he really seeing it? It's hard to believe. Am I really seeing what I think I'm saying? Maybe I'm just imagining it, I'm daydreaming. V'nahart. But no, you'll be radiant, you'll shine, you'll put the spotlight on it, and you'll, v'nahart, you'll see clearly. The light is focused on it. And you'll see that it really is true. Ufochad v'rochav levoveich. So after you've seen it clearly, you're not imagining it, but you really do see it. But then, first is that fear. Ufochad, what does this mean? You know, you can imagine a person, lo aleinu, he's in his hospital bed, and all of a sudden he sees all of his friends and his children and the grandchildren and the neighbors, everyone's coming to visit him. He figures, you know, maybe it's his last moments on earth. Who knows? All of a sudden, everyone's coming. What does this mean? Is this good or bad? Why are they coming to me? Ufochad. And there's that degree of fear that, why are they gathering? And then when you realize, no, they're coming to Yerushalayim because the Geula is here and they're going to be here forever. Then v'rochav levoveich. The heart is broadened from all that simcha. And the next few psukim are going to describe how first there's that pachad, the concern, you're startled, and then v'rochav levoveich, your mind is placed at ease. Ki yehofeich olayich hamon yom. Hamon means the abundance, which could mean the affluence, their wealth. But it also means hamon yom, you see all of the great multitudes, you see a tremendous armada and the fleets and everyone's coming from the west, and you don't know what that means. It's being turned over toward you. But then you realize, no, your heart is expanded, because Chel Goyim, the wealth of the Goyim, Yavo Uloch, is coming to you. There's the concern, Shifas Gemalim Techaseich, an abundance of camels will envelop you. There's just camels all over, which we use for travel, and there's an abundance of camels. Bichrei Midyan, the camel colts, the young camels from Midyan, Ve'efa, and these young camels were used for running. La'koriv, la'rotzim, psukim, they used, they were runners and they used swift camels. Bichrei Midyan, Ve'efa, the young camels that are speedy, and they're covering the land. Kulam Yishvayavo, they're all coming from the nation of Shiva. And you're wondering, why are they coming from all the way from Shiva? Why are they coming to Yerushalayim? And again, there's that fear. Well, what does this all mean? But Zavu Levono Yiso. But then you realize, you know why they're coming from all, from so far away? They're bringing gold, Ulavona, and the frankincense, the perfumes. Yiso, that's what they're carrying. They're coming all over to bring us their wealth. Usehilos Hashem Yivaseiru. And there's the excitement about the Geula, that they take the quick camels and the praises of Hashem they proclaim. They're spreading the good news. Vivaser lanu b'soros tovos. The Tehilos Hashem Yivaseiru. They're spreading the good tidings, the praise of Hashem. There's a concern. Koltzon Kedar Yikov Tzulach. There's sheep and sheep and sheep from Kedar, and they're all gathered here. I don't know, maybe there's an army and they need enough food to feed everyone. Well, what are all the sheep here for? Eile Nevoyos Yishor Sunech. The rams of Nevoyos, they'll serve you. They're for you. And then you'll feel that expansiveness. Yalu al rotzon mizbechi. They'll be brought up with favor upon my mizbeach. Uveis tifarti afoyer. And the house of my splendor, the base tifarti, the base hamikdosh, afoyer, I will glorify. Mi eile ko'ov tu fena. Yerushalayim is going to say, mi eile, who are these? Ka'av tu fena, that fly like a cloud. The goyim are coming from all over. What's bringing them here? They're coming quickly like the cloud quickly gets blown across the sky. V'chayonim el arubo sehem, and like the doves that come to their window in the dovecot, and they're coming back home. Yerushalayim is wondering what is bringing them all. Why are they coming so quickly? That's that initial pachad. Mi'ela, the fear. Mi'ela ka'ov tufena. Who are these that they're being brought like the cloud? V'chayonim el arubosehem. But then they'll realize that no. If chayonim el arubosehem, they're coming as the doves to their window, and you're wondering why. And the answer is ki li iyim yikavu. They're coming like the clouds. That's referring to the goyim. The clouds come and they drop their rain and they empty and then they're gone. Mi ela ka'av tu fena. Who are those coming like the clouds? The clouds. The goyim are bringing Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. They let go of their load, like the cloud drops the rain. They bring Klal Yisrael back, and then they return. And the goyim come, and they leave their silver and gold, and they return. Mi elek of tufena. Who are these like the cloud? The answer is ki li iim yikavu. In pasuk tes. Because to me, Iyim Yikavu, the nations place their whole hope. Or Yikavu can mean they gather. The Goyim gather, or they place their hope in Hashem. Va'ani Yos Tarshish Barishona. And the ships of Tarshish that go on the Mediterranean. Barishona. The first place they're going is back to Eretz Yisrael. And you're wondering, who are these, what's Klal Yisrael coming back like the doves that are flying to their dovecot? The answer is, Lahavi Vonayich Meirochok. The Goyim are coming and they're bringing Klal Yisrael back like the birds, and Klal Yisrael is now going to nest and remain in Eretz Yisrael. Lahavi Vonayich Meirochok. They're going to bring your children from far away. Kasvam uzahovam itam. Their silver and gold, they'll come with all of it. L'shem Hashem Elokayich. And they're being brought for the name of Hashem, your Elohim, Elokayich. And l'shem means the name, the reputation. They've heard about Hashem. They're aware of the Geula. L'shem, from the name of Hashem. That's going to bring the Goyim, to bring back Klal Yisrael. V'li Kedosh Yisrael Kifei Aroch. And for the Holy One of Klal Yisrael, Kifei Aroch, because He has glorified you. Also, clouds are the type of thing that's brought by an external force. The wind blows the cloud. Mi'ele ko'ov tufena. There are Goyim, they're all going to come to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to feel the necessity to come and show homage to Hashem. They might be coming like the clouds. Klal Yisrael is v'chayonim el arubosehem, like the doves coming back to their windows, the dovecot. Klal Yisrael, no matter where they are, they may be on the other end of the world, but they're able to home in on their home like the bird that can go thousands of miles and find its nest. V'chayonim el arubosehem. Kili iyim yikavu. Because for Hashem the Goyim are gathered. V'anios Tarshish Barishona. The ships of Tarshish. Barishona here can mean Kivarishona. Just like initially in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, he had ships that would bring him wealth. Every 3 years they'd have ships that docked and brought all the wealth that they accumulated. Once again, the Anios Tarshish Barishona, those ships, just like at the beginning, will be coming to Yerushalayim. Also, we see the idea, the ships that are normally used for commerce, they're used for the business world, that the nations used for their own wealth. Now all of a sudden the whole world of business and commerce and money, it's all going to be devoted to serving Hashem, to bringing Klal Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Lahavi Vonayich Meirochok, to bring your sons from far away. And there have been many times in history where the Goyim have driven out the Jews and they've sent them away. And many times I've said to the Jews, you can go, but you have to leave your money behind. You can go out and, it happened in Germany and it's happened many, many times in history that the Jews were allowed to leave, but they were limited with how much money, or they couldn't take any money out of the country. Here, kaspom uzahovom itam. They're going to bring your children from far away, and this is going to be different. They're not bringing Klal Yisrael because they want to get them out of their country. They're bringing them as a present to Hashem with their silver and their gold. That's the type of expedition the Goyim are making with the Jews. They're bringing them with all of their wealth. L'shem Hashem Elokayich, with an awareness that it's Hashem who's your Elohim. V'li Kedosh Yisrael, and with an awareness that we're the holy people. And Hashem is the Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. He has this relationship, we're holy and He's the Holy of Israel. Kifei Aroch, because Hashem will have glorified you. And with that pe'er and glory, the goyim are going to realize their role is to serve and to help Klal Yisrael serve Hashem. Uvonu v'nei necher chomosayich. And the sons of foreigners will build your walls. Umalcheihem yishor sunech. Their kings will serve you. In the ideal world, it's all focused on avodas Hashem. And Klal Yisrael, who's the one through the centuries, who's always served Hashem, and we've never given up the Torah, and we're the ones who are the Avdei Hashem, the Goyim will take care of the Gashmias. They'll take care of all the other necessities. You come back to Yerushalayim, the Goyim will build up the walls. Umalcheihem Yishor Sunech, their kings will serve you. Ki v'kis bihi kisich. Because with my anger I've hit you. Whatever we've suffered in Golis is from Hashem. Uvirtzoni richamtich. And with my favor, richamtich, I'll have been compassionate, I'll have rachmonus, I'll have mercy on you. Bekitzvi hikisich. Hashem says, with my anger I've hit you. That what Klal Yisrael suffers is not b'derech hateva. It's not natural. Somebody looks at it and Klal Yisrael suffers in ways that is not b'derech hateva. It's not natural. It's clearly it's a blow from Hashem. And if that's the way Klal Yisrael has suffered, v'birtzoni richamtich, when Hashem shows His compassion, it will be shelo k'derech hateva. It will be with such an outpouring of love for Klal Yisrael, the greatness will be unimaginable. Also, Bekitzbi, the term Bekitzbi doesn't mean an af or a charoin af, an internal wrath. Bekitzbi is an external. Perhaps it comes like the word ketzef, the froth, what boils on a pot that you see on the outside of the water, on the surface of the what's cooking, is the ketzef. Ki bekitzbi hikisich. Hashem hit Klal Yisrael not because inside He had a hatred, chas v'shalom, or an anger to Klal Yisrael. Our actions warranted a correction. And therefore, bekitzbi hikisich. We were hit with the ketzef of Hashem. But it wasn't a deep-rooted feeling of anger. And therefore, v'irtzoni richamtich, with my rotzen, with my compassion, with my rotzen, with my desire, richamtich, I'm now going to be compassionate to you. And therefore, all the goyim will build your walls and they'll serve you. Ufitchu sharayich tamid. Your gates will be open constantly, continuously. Yomam v'layla, by day and night, lo yisogeru, they will not be closed. Lohovi elai echel goyim, to bring to you the wealth of nations. Umalcheihem nehugim, and their kings will be brought under escort. All of the nations will see to it that their king will show up in Yerushalayim to show his servitude to Hashem. Yerushalayim will have walls. Perhaps the walls represent, there are dinim of lifnim min hachoma. Certain things were done within the walls of Yerushalayim, eating Maaser Sheni and Kodshim Kalim. There were certain laws for the walls of Yerushalayim. There will be walls, but they won't be walls for protection. The walls will always be open. Ufitchu sharayich tamid. There will be walls, but they'll always be open day and night. Because a wealth is constantly coming in. Lo yisageru, they won't be closed. Lahovi elayich el goyim. To bring to you the wealth of the nations. Umalcheihem nehugim. With their kings being led to come to Yerushalayim. Mirza Shem will continue with his nevuah next week.